National Broadcasting System presents I Love a Mystery. The new Carlton Morse adventure thriller, Temple of Vampires. Six o'clock in the evening at the crippled airplane, somewhere in the jungles near tropical Nicaragua. After a second night of mystery and terror, the three boys, Jack, Doc, and Reggie, are together again with the girl, Sunny, and the youngster, Hermie. During the night, an earthquake shook the Temple of Vampires so that a portion of the great roof tumbled in. Reggie freed the two captives, Manuel and Angelina, and rushed Sunny and Hermie from the temple, fearing all would be crushed in the debris. Then at 4 o'clock this morning, just after the three had been rejoined by Jack and Doc on the steps of the temple, a second earthquake set the earth to rocking and the temple to shaking. And as the fire filed down the jungle path to the lake, the great cathedral crumbled and tumbled in on itself, burying everything which remained inside beneath millions of tons of stone and rubble. And now at 6 o'clock in the evening of the same day, the five are resting on the ground near the airplane.
If you ask me, this is a day for a celebration.
You sure enough got an idea there, Reg.
Why do you say that?
Hasn't Reggie told you?
No. What is it?
Well, he's been tinkering with the undercarriage of the plane and got it in shape for a takeoff.
No. Really?
Well, it will be ready by the middle of the morning tomorrow.
Oh, golly, that's wonderful.
You mean we're going to fly away from here tomorrow?
Doggone it, we ain't, Hermie.
Well, will you take me someplace where I can get some clothes to wear?
Poor Hermie. But I don't mind, really.
You don't?
No, I think you look swell in a loincloth.
Yeah?
Sure. The only thing to wear in this kind of weather.
Well, I don't know. I like pants better.
Well, fella, the first thing we do when we take off is to go somewhere where we can buy you a pair of pants.
Okay.
Now, how about the gasoline, Jack?
Well, we've still got to strain it before we dare take off.
But, Jack, we'd look high and low for something big enough to strain it into, and there ain't nothing.
I know it.
See, I... Hmm? Well, I've been thinking about something. Maybe it's crazy.
What is it?
Well, don't laugh, will you?
Looky, honey, we need ideas. Sometimes the crazier they are, the better they work.
Well, what about the waterproof air mattresses? We've got four of them.
There you are, Jack.
That's it.
Well, doggone. Who says a female of the species ain't worth her weight in salt?
Sonny, you paid for your passage on this trip 100 times over.
It'll work?
Why, sure it'll work. Now, look, Jack, we got a couple of 5-gallon cans. We can strain the gas into them and then pour the clean gas into the rubber mattresses.
Yes, each one of them should hold 50 gallons easily.
Well, what are we waiting for?
Come on. It'll take most of the night to strain it.
Now you're talking.
I'll get up on the plane and dig out the 5-gallon cans and some chamois cloth.
Can I help?
You bet your sweet life you can, son. Everybody can help.
The easiest way will be to drain the gas out of the tank directly into a chamois and let it run down into a can. When the can's full, pour it into the air mattress while the second tin's filling.
Oh.
What's the matter with you?
Well, doggone it, it makes a girl feel good to find out she's worth something.
A girl don't need anything but good looks. But when she's got good looks and brains, too, she's terrific.
Does this sort of make up for the way I fainted up on the ledge?
Oh, are you still worrying about that one? Sugar, after this bright idea, you can faint all over the place.
Well, here come the tin cans.
Got the chamois?
Yeah. Catch them?
I got them.
All right. I'll heave the air mattresses out as soon as I can break them up.
Okay. And with a gas drain and undercarriage fixed up, I'm not bad at nobody.
Here, give me those chamois. I'll get the gas draining.
Okay, you want some help?
No, this is a one-man job. You can pour the gas into the mattresses. Bring along one of those empty
tins,
chamois.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, what an experience.
Well, how about it? You glad you had it?
Yeah, Doc, I am. But honest to goodness, I will be glad to get back to the United States.
Hey, what about Peru and Ecuador?
Yeah, well, civilization anyhow.
Yeah, I could sleep in a bed and put my feet under a table again at that.
I feel awful about that temple.
Oh, you mean about that there earthquake or knocking it into a cocked hat?
No, not the temple, but Manuel and Angelina, all the acolytes of the temple. They must all have been buried under those tons and tons of stones.
Yeah, I guess. Vampire worship in this part of the country went out of existence in one whopping big spectacle.
Well, I guess we did all we could.
Here come the mattresses.
Okay, Jack.
We went back to see if we could save anybody, but it was hopeless.
Yeah, it'll take a wrecking crew years to dig everything out of that mess. And anyway, Sonny, we don't know for sure that anybody was caught in there.
Oh, but they must have been. But there's one thing I'm glad of, though.
And what's that?
That all those horrible vampire bats were destroyed. At least there won't be any more Indians sacrificed.
Yeah. Only don't you think the Indians are going to be awful lonesome for a while without their religion?
Aren't human beings funny creatures?
They are, at that.
All right, Doc. I've got a full can for you.
Attaboy, Reggie. Looks like I got work to do, Sonny.
Let me help with everything tonight.
All right, now stand back, Sonny.
But I gotta learn about things, Reggie.
Just keep your eyes open.
How's it working, Reg?
Smooth as silk. Get that air cannon to you and come back here, huh? This other one's almost full.
Sure thing. Come with me, Hermie.
Okay. You got something for me to do?
You bet. You're going to come in mighty handy. You got your mattresses ready, Jack?
Yeah. I had to clip off the metal part where you pump the air in so I could get a hole large enough to put a funnel in.
Uh-huh. All right, Hermie, come here.
Sure.
Now, look, you hold the funnel in this hole in the mattress while I pour. Can you do that?
Of course I can. That's easy.
Attaboy. Now, hold it still. Hold it still.
Yeah. Jack?
Hmm?
I just thought of something I can do.
What's that?
Well, we got started on this before we had any dinner. How about me digging out some food and passing it around while you folks are working?
Swell idea.
All right. You want to lead up?
Lady, you don't know the half of it.
So am I, Sonny.
All right. Tonight's dinner is my department.
You know, Jack, she's honest to Grandma downright happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just the idea that she helped us out of a scrape made her forget all about her being female.
Well, that's all of them. Then I'll go over and give Reggie a hand.
Hey, wait a minute. How are we going to fasten these mattresses to keep the gas from leaking out? Well,
just let them lie flat. The gas levels off, it won't run out.
Uh-huh. Okay, Hermie, that's the end of that can.
Yeah. Hermie, you calling me, Sonny?
Uh-huh. Can you help me for a minute?
Can I go?
Sure, run along.
Yeah, I can help you.
All right, come on.
Busier than a couple of birds, though.
What do you need me for?
Oh, well, look. Take these canteens of water while I climb down out of the plane.
Yeah, sure.
And Rachel?
Yep, I got them.
Thank you.
Look out, coming down. You don't hear you slacking again.
Oh, I don't worry about a little thing like that anymore. Here we are.
Hey, you're doing all right.
Well, from you, Hermie, I take that as a compliment.
Yeah, that was almost like a salad door.
All right, now, we'll open some cans of tomatoes.
You gonna eat some?
Sure.
But you hate cold tomatoes out of a can.
Honey, I'm gonna tell you something.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I'm getting so I love cold tomatoes out of a can.
You do?
Sure. But don't you tell Jack.
Oh, no, I won't tell anybody.
Oh, thanks.
You know something, Sonny?
What's that?
Well, gee, this has been swell.
You think so?
I mean, being with all you folks.
Oh, well, we've enjoyed you too, then.
Yeah, only...
Only what?
Well, I don't know what's going to happen to me when we get back to the United States.
Oh.
Yeah, my old man doesn't want me, and anyway, I don't know where he is now.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do the clothes you had on when we found you?
Yeah.
But they were nice new clothes, all pressed and clean. Where did you get those?
You won't be mad at me if I tell you.
Of course not.
Well, just before my old man took me out to the airport, he took me into a turkey's bath and gave me the worst scrubbing I ever had.
Yeah, I noticed you were nice and clean.
Yeah. Then we went into a place, you know, where they clean and press clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we went in. When the fellow wasn't looking, my old man grabbed the suit.
You mean stole it?
You may have.
Oh, but, honey, you didn't do it.
Oh, I didn't want him to do it. But he said a kid going on a trip had to be all dressed up.
Mm-hmm. And so that's how you came to us all dressed up and nice and clean.
Yeah. I guess you can be arrested for what my old man did.
Well, you just forget about that, see? That part of your life is all over.
It is?
You bet it is. Now then, how about helping me hand out the food to the workmen?
You're all right.
Well, let's see now. We'll each slip a canteen over our shoulders.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Now, first, we'll take the cocktails around.
Cocktails?
Uh-huh. Cans of tomatoes.
Oh, yeah.
You take those two cans, and I will take these three. You ready?
Sure.
All right, let's go. All right, boys? First course coming up.
Well, doggone. Now, that's what I call service.
Here's one for you, Jack.
Thanks.
There you are, Reggie.
Ah, thank you, Hermie.
Hey, look, let's drink to our takeoff tomorrow.
In canned tomatoes?
Well, sure, why not? Here's to heading for civilization at 12 noon tomorrow. I give you a safe takeoff and a happy landing. Bottoms up.
Bottoms up.
Well, Sonny, I see you're drinking cold tomatoes out of a can and apparently liking it.
Yeah? Well, a girl can't be female all her life.
Didn't I tell you? All you needed was a little experience.
That's right, Reggie. All right, honey, now let's go back to the cheese and the crackers and the dessert.
Dessert, being in a bar of chocolate.
Right, a bar of chocolate. With nice warm water to wash it off.
Blamed if I ain't proud of the way she's coming along.
How about it, Jack?
Now, Doc, don't tell me you're thinking of marrying the girl.
Oh, no, I'm not thinking of marrying the girl, but, well, doggone it, she ain't going to make somebody a good wife.
Mm. Yeah, I know. You don't think any girl makes a man a good wife. Here's another can of gas, Tempty.
Jack, you make me plumb aggravated sometimes. The prejudice that you've got against women.
I said there's another can of gas to empty.
Yeah, I heard you. Well, anyway, I like her.
No.
Yeah, I do so. Why, fella, where did future generations come from if it wasn't for women?
Are you asking me or telling me?
Quite. Answer that one.
Well, I'm telling you.
All right.
Where would future generations come from if it wasn't for women?
Well, what's that? Well... Oh, blamed if I know.
That's the truth.
Oh, the blazes with it. You never get any place arguing with a mule. Give me that can again.
Jack,
look there.
What's that?
Look who's coming out of the jungle.
Where?
Oh, doggone.
Manuel
himself.
You fellas got your guns?
Right here in my hand.
Well, keep them that way.
It looks like we're going to have to shoot ourselves a high priest yet before we're done with this thing.
The further transcribed adventures of Jack, Doc, and Reggie will come to you tomorrow at this same hour. I Love a Mystery, written and directed by Carlton E. Morse, comes to you Monday through Friday, featuring Russell Fawson as Jack, Jim Bowles as Doc Long, and Tony Randall as Reggie York, with Mercedes McCambridge as Sonny, and Sarah Fussell as Hermie. 7 million people are listening to I Love a Mystery. If each one of you who enjoy the adventures of Jack, Doc, and Reggie were to tell just one person that a new story of adventure begins on Monday, what a lot of new listeners that would be. 7 million times 2 is 14 million. And what a whale of an audience to launch the Battle of the Century. That's the new I Love a Mystery story beginning on Monday. The Battle of the Century with Miss Jack Dempsey Ross in this corner and Jack, Doc, and Reggie in the other corner. Be listening Monday for sure. This program came from New York. Frank McCarthy speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.